This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Joining me now is the Israeli ambassador to the United States, Ron Dermer. Thanks so much for being here, Mr. Ambassador.
Good to be with you. So happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah to you as well. So the Prime Minister is limiting working ties. Is that a correct way to phrase it? Limiting working ties with the 12 UN Security Council members who voted in favor of the resolution with whom Israel has diplomatic relations. Those are the UK, France, Russia, China, Japan, Ukraine, Angola, Egypt, Uruguay, Spain, Senegal, and New Zealand. Prime Minister Netanyahu will not meet with their foreign ministers. Their ambassadors will not be received at Israel's foreign ministry. This sounds very much like Israel isolating itself from important countries with whom Israel has important relations.
Well, what it says, Jake, is that Israel's not going to be kicked in the teeth and just not respond to this. The toughest response was actually to New Zealand and Senegal, because they initiated this at the Security Council, and we have recalled our ambassadors for consultations from those countries. But another response is, hey, we can't just meet with visiting dignitaries as if nothing has happened. This is a serious effort against Israel. It's an anti-Israel resolution. I saw the Palestinian leader who just spoke there. Hamas and Islamic Jihad are terror organizations, and they are celebrating this resolution. So that's a pro-Israel resolution. That's a balanced resolution. Israel's enemies are celebrating this resolution. That tells you all you need to know.
Well, the resolution is against the territories, against the settlements being built in the territories, right? So let's just talk about those.
It's
for
much,
one.
Much more than that. What this resolution actually does is, first of all, it says that all of that territory, all the territory beyond the 67 line, which one of our most famous diplomats once called Auschwitz borders, all of that territory is occupied Palestinian territory. That means that the Western Wall, according to this resolution, is occupied Palestinian territory.
Doesn't the resolution say 67 with, of course, the idea that there will be negotiations for a peace settlement?
It says 1967, and any change in the status has to be agreed by the Palestinians. That's different than Resolution 242, which happened in 1967. So this actually changes the terms of reference for peace. It also means that East Jerusalem is now considered occupied Palestinian territory. It also basically encourages boycotts and sanctions against Israel with specific wording, and it also is going to make peace much harder to achieve, because the one negotiating chip that we have at the peace table is that territory. If the UN Security Council says that territory actually belongs to the Palestinians, which it does not and which we reject, that's going to make actually achieving peace much harder.
But the council resolution does...
Well, I'll tell you, you know, again, some people may not understand, you know, the subtleties of this whole situation and how it came down. You know, this is astounding, as far as I'm concerned, that a president of the United States would allow this to happen. I mean, we're talking, what, 50 years of policy well established in our government that we've always been one to watch the back of the Israelis. As Charles Krautheimer said the other night, when he was asked if President Obama stabbed him in the back, he says, no, he stabbed him right in the chest, face to face. That this was absolutely blatant. And what Israel has determined, you know, as they have broken this information down, that this was all orchestrated by the Obama administration. I mean, they may focus on right now, you know, what Jake Tapper was saying, that, you know, it was other people, you know, that was New Zealand, or Dermer was saying New Zealand and Senegal. But this was at the urging of and the direction of the Obama administration.
I mean, kind of the old, with friends like us, you really don't need enemies, huh?
Well, this is not good. And, you know, the way this is coming down, and also, you can't very well, I mean, this whole deal has been about exchanging land for peace. Well, if you have no land, there's nothing to exchange. So what do you got? You got no peace. I mean, and there's no way to settle this issue. And I don't think there's a way to settle it anyway, because the Palestinians have made it clear they're not, you know, they do not want to negotiate with Israel. That's the problem. And if they do so, it would be at their own peril. That is something that has been determined historically and is well entrenched. This is Bill Martinez live.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hey, what's going to happen? It's going to be up to me and you. All hands on deck, bottom-up movement, not top-down. Top-down is what got us into this mess, and as we discussed earlier with Bill Federer, this is why we're so hopeful with one Donald Trump, because he's not beholden to that shadow government and those that have traditionally pulled the strings of our government, and we wonder, hey, what happened here? And you've got to go along to get along kind of deal. So the tables are being turned upside down, and people in D.C. on the Beltway are ready for a little bit of, seismic activity. But I got to tell you what President Obama did last week. You speak of seismic activity. Whoa. And we're going to talk with John McTiernan in just a moment. But before we do, I want to remind you, if you want a copy of Hillsong's United, the movie, Let Hope Rise, we've got some we're giving away absolutely free. All you got to do is drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Just tell me, hey, Martinez, put me in the hoppa. I want to be in the running here for a free DVD. It is absolutely outstanding. This movie is going to blow you away. It'll be an absolute blessing for you, and something that you need to add to your collection with our compliments. So get me an email right away for Hillsong's United, Let Hope Rise. We've got some more to give away. Why not? As I mentioned, John McTiernan, founder of Defend and Proclaim the Faith Ministries, is with us. He's authored the best-selling book, As America Has Done to Israel. And I was eager to talk to John because of what happened here recently with President Obama's decision to take a step back and basically do what he did as a junior senator, not have the courage to support anybody, but to just say, hey, I'm present and I'm not going to participate in the vote, when he could have done what has been the tradition, and that is to protect Israel and to reject what the Security Council wanted to do. And what they've put into motion here is quite pernicious on many levels. And John McTiernan, I'm glad you're here to unwind this and help our audience understand just how insane this decision by the UN to take against Israel.
Well, Bill, hello. It's been a while since we spoke.
Yeah, yes. Well, good to have you back. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Yeah. Oh, same to you and all your listeners.
Happy Hanukkah. Yes.
Yeah.
You got to get it all covered.
Oh, got to get it all. What about Kwanzaa?
Yeah, Kwanzaa too. Why not?
Okay.
Absolutely. Well, I've been telling people, you know, with all this war and Christmas, you know, to me, it's a blessing. I mean, even though when you look at the history of Kwanzaa, I mean, a lot of the roots of Kwanzaa, you know, are, you know, even with the lighting and everything like that, is so influenced by Jewish culture. And it's relatively new. It's only about 50 years old as you study about Kwanzaa. But the idea of people is just, it's in your heart, you know, in your heart to bless people for the season. And Merry Christmas is a blessing. I don't want you to be offended. If you say Happy Hanukkah to me, I'm there with you. I want everybody to enjoy the blessings of this holiday season. And this is a special time.
Well, Obama certainly, I guess you could say, did not give Israel a present at Christmas. What he did was the world, or through the Security Council at the UN, they're always after Israel, always. Mm-hmm. And especially the French. The French seem to be, they have something really in for Israel now, Bill. I don't know if you've been following or not, but they've been leading the charge against Israel. So out of the blue, last Thursday, all of a sudden, the Security Council was going to have a vote on a resolution against Israel, and Netanyahu called Trump and asked Trump for help on this because he knew Obama was going to give Israel up. So Trump then called, he's not even president, he's the president-elect.
Yes.
He spoke with Sisi from Egypt, mm-hmm. because Egypt was the one that had the resolution on the table, and they agreed to pull it back. So what Obama did was he got New Zealand and Venezuela and two other nations, which I can't remember.
Senegal. Right. Senegal was one.
There's another, Senegal, right, and there was another one, to put it back on the table and Friday. So you could see they had this urgency to do this. So 14 members of the Security Council voted for the resolution, and you have to have unanimous by the main members. Mm-hmm. So if the United States voted against it, it would end it.
Exactly.
So what Obama did was he didn't vote, just like you said, as a senator. He didn't vote, which let it go through. Now, the reason that this is so dangerous, it says that Israel must go back to the pre-1967 borders. That was the war in June of 1967 where Israel gained land. Mm-hmm. And that it's illegal otherwise. Israel is illegally occupying the land, which now opens Israel up to the international court to be sued. The Palestinians can sue them in court. It legitimizes Hamas. It legitimizes Hezbollah. It legitimizes war against Israel if they don't pull the settlements back. It legitimizes it, and it also cuts Jerusalem in half. It takes the old city of Jerusalem, the Temple Mount, the Western Wall, all of that, and it says that that does not belong to Israel. So it's really it's legitimizing, literally legitimizing terrorism against Israel now.
Oh, they'll go absolutely. I mean, isn't this a bit of deja vu all over again, John, where Israel was forced to give up land? They did. And then it just created all kinds of havoc.
Let me tell you real quick, because we can forget history. You know, and many people have been born since these events happened. After the 67-day war, Israel gave 90% of the land back. Yeah. They gave the Sinai back to Egypt. And they gave a good part of the Golan Heights back to Syria, mm-hmm. and they kept the part of the Golan Heights that they need to defend themselves. They annexed it. Mm-hmm. I believe they annexed it. And then they annexed East Jerusalem as part of Jerusalem.
Right.
And then you have what's called the West Bank today. In the Bible, it's called Judea and Samaria. Mm-hmm. That's what the battle is over. But Israel is already given 90% of the land back. They want 100% back when Israel was attacked.
Right.
So
they not only want 100% of the land, but they want Israel out of there altogether,
yeah.
though, John.
Yeah, they want to destroy Israel.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem you got is how do you negotiate with somebody that wants you dead and gone?
Exactly. Hamas is part of the PLO, and mm-hmm. Israel gave Gaza back to the Palestinians in 2006. Mm-hmm. And what did they do? Hamas came to power, and they fired 10,000 rockets into Israel.
Exactly.
And Israel's had three wars with Hamas. They gave the southern part of Lebanon back, and who filled in there? But Hezbollah. They've had a major war with Hezbollah, and Hezbollah's got like 100,000 rockets pointed at Israel. So Israel has done more than it's needed, and yet this is a vicious. The European Union, I say it's in their DNA.
Mm-hmm.
The Europeans in general, it's in their DNA to, like, hate Israel and the Jews.
Yes.
So the European Union is behind this in league with the Arabs and Obama.
Exactly.
All against Israel.
Well, we'll talk more about it on the other side of the break. John McTiernan is with us, founder of Defend and Proclaim the Faith Ministry. Is his best-selling book, As America Has Done to Israel. We're going to talk more about that in just a moment as well. Bill Martinez, we're live at 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us, America. We've got more coming up.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
To you. Bill Martinez, live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Breitbart News is reporting that the Obama administration secretly worked with the Palestinian Authority to craft a shameful UN resolution behind Israel's back An Israeli official told reporters last week, the Israeli official emailed the following after the UN shamefully voted to rebuke Israel. President Obama and Secretary Kerry are behind the shameful move against Israel at the UN. The U.S. administration secretly cooked up with the Palestinian an extreme and anti-Israel resolution behind Israel's back, which would be a tailwind for terror and boycotts and effectively make the Western Wall occupied Palestinian territory. President Obama could declare his willingness to veto this resolution in an instant, but instead is pushing it. This is an abandonment of Israel, which breaks decades of U.S. policy of protecting Israel at the U.N. and undermines the prospects of working with the next administration of advancing peace. John McTiernan is with us, author of the book, As Israel as America Has Done Unto Israel. John, this is extremely disturbing, more than anything else, and people need to understand what Barack Obama has done to Israel and what he has potentially ignited there in the Middle East. Not peace at all. If anything, there's just going to be, there's going to be what's happened before, and that is more terror that is going to be exploding there around Israel, within Israel, and it's all going to be because the United States decided to not veto this resolution.
Exactly right. And what happened in Iraq when Obama pulled out, when every general told him not to? What happened there, right?
Sure, exactly.
Yeah. What happened in Syria when he was trying to overthrow Assad, and we funded and backed the rebels there? And look, Assad's not a Boy Scout, but there's ramifications when in the Middle East, especially when you try and overthrow these tyrants there. I mean, so now we have 500,000, 750,000 dead in Syria. We have millions of refugees in Europe, correct?
Yeah,
and we've got Russia there, we've got Iran there, we've got Turkey there. We're there. I mean, Syria is, really in bad shape. And then we have him overthrowing Gaddafi in Libya, and Libya is in chaos. Now look what he did to Israel. He is setting Israel up for never-ending terrorism now, because the terrorists will say, this is our territory, you're an invader, and this is war against you. So he's going to destabilize Israel, and he has single-handedly, and Hillary Clinton and Kerry have destabilized the entire Middle East, and now Europe, with I don't know how many millions of refugees, went into Europe because of what he's doing, his policies. Yeah, the man is a disaster.
Yeah, this is Naaman allowed to build gallows all around Israel now, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, that's a good way of looking at it. From the book of Esther.
Yeah, I mean, this is what's going on. See,
I want to give you a heads up, Bill. Okay, I don't know if you're aware of this and your listeners, there's another event scheduled regarding Israel at January 10th, I believe is the day. And this one's being headed by France. And what Israel is really concerned about, what Netanyahu is really concerned about, is that they're going to draw up a map and introduce this map into the UN of what land. Right now, it's a general statement, but they're going to follow up with a map.
Well, of course, that only makes sense, John. Well, they got to do this before Trump gets in, right?
Right.
So there's this sense of urgency for them to make this happen. And now, I mean, on the eve of Trump's inauguration, you got all hell breaking loose and Israel under attack. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, Trump is walking into an incredible diplomatic upheaval. I mean, from the minute he's sworn in as president, he's got a mess in the Middle East to deal with, and now there's like a smoldering fire that Obama's throwing gasoline on in Israel to hand it over to Trump to.
So much for a gracious transition that he talked about. I'm talking about Barack Obama, about George W. Bush, how he is so gracious to transfer the peaceful power of leadership from the Bush administration to the Obama administration. Obama is just putting a stick in the spokes of one Donald Trump as he's trying to, ride down the road here and get this country back on track.
The man hates America. Obama. People keep on saying he makes bad decisions, and I wish he would have done this. He knows exactly what
exactly.
he's doing.
No, this
exactly.
is
exactly the man is a disaster. He's our army is in the military is in. I'm so glad Trump is coming in because our military is in free fall. The morale, everything I'm reading about the morale. In fact, the morale is boosted now that Trump is
just at the hope. I mean, we got the first lady losing all hope, but everybody else in America increasing
amazing?
Hope. I
Isn't
mean, what a stark contrast, John. I want to bring into play
disaster.
Yeah.
We have boatloads or truckloads of heroin and cocaine coming into the country. This and Obama, he whatever moves to destroy America. He's protects and promotes.
Yes. And the good news is Donald Trump's aware of this. He
yes,
is not. He is aware of the heroin, you know, what is coming on, the what has been happening in our country. But I want to stay in the Middle East here because I want to bring back into focus your highly celebrated best-selling book, As America Has Done Unto Israel. John has documented, I think, about 70 instances, specific instances, so you can't say it's coincidence. Whenever America violates God's foreign policy for Israel, and there is a pressure on Israel to exchange land for peace, the United States has been hit with a natural disaster. We're probably talking $1 trillion when I added it up, probably close to $1 trillion worth of damage that has been sustained by America. But for some reason, diplomats in Washington, D.C. and others cannot see the correlation. They refuse to see the correlation that they are messing with the apple of God's eye here. And when Barack Obama did this with this U.N. resolution and standing back, taking one big giant step backwards, John, I saw this unlike other offenses that were taken towards Israel, which, you know, God deals with people individually and corporately. When a nation does something corporately, it will get judged corporately. But I saw this particular judgment as being fundamental and, as you say, endemic to specifically to President Obama. This
I'm
is on
right
him.
On with you, Bill.
You know what I'm saying? You know where I'm going with this, right?
I know where you're going. I'm 100% with you. I've been saying exactly the same thing you're saying. Exactly.
So I believe, and the timing of all this is all coming together at a time when he's leaving office. And what's starting to happen is the media that has covered Barack Obama, his administration, his presidency, is starting to take a giant step back and away from him. And now he's going to lose his cover. And I think one of the worst things that could happen to this president is that he go off into retirement and become totally irrelevant. He almost be reduced to something like Jimmy Carter. This, you know what I'm saying? This would absolutely, because he's looking down the horizon and post retirement as still having an effective voice, for America and its policies. And I believe that he's going to reach irrelevance pretty quick.
Let me show the other side of the coin on this. Watch him with the UN. Watch him getting positioned in the UN.
Mm-hmm.
And also, he is so dangerous. He is so treacherous. I would not be surprised if he led a fifth column here in America. If the Black Lives Matter people, all of them that were rioting, if he somehow became the head of them, he's a very dangerous man, Bill, and I wouldn't write him off yet. I wouldn't write him off yet.
Well, I agree, John, that he is very dangerous, but we can pray that because of these actions, unless God's will and that's what he wants to happen, so be it. It will happen that way. But, he's gotten so much cover. I still don't understand his approval ratings being to the level they are right now. They're probably using the same math as they use for our labor numbers. You know what I'm saying? Understand. I mean, we've been deceived more than once regarding this administration. John McTiernan, author of the book, As America Has Done Unto Israel. Thank you, John.
This report is brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb. Do you know someone whose life has been touched by cancer? With over 32 million patients worldwide, the impact of cancer can be felt in nearly every family. For the second year, actor Eric Stone Street is partnering with Bristol-Myers Squibb on Ready, Raise, Rise to educate Americans about immuno-oncology, a rapidly evolving area of research that seeks to harness the body's own immune system to help fight cancer. Eric Stone Street, actor and cancer research activist.
Too many families like mine have been touched by cancer. That's
why it's important for everyone to be informed about advancements in cancer research like immuno-oncology. Join me, raise, and share a flag at ReadyRaiseRise.com today. It takes just 30 seconds, and you can honor a loved one touched by cancer and help raise awareness for cancer research. For each flag raised and shared, a donation from Bristol-Myers Squibb will be made to an advocacy group that you select.
Go to ReadyRaiseRise.com to raise and share your flag today. For more, visit ReadyRaiseRise.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Summer has come and passed. The innocent can never last. Wake me up when September ends.
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're coming at you right now, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. So what do you think, huh? What are your thoughts about what President Obama did to Israel? Well, I'll tell you, this is really opening up a hornet's nest, and as if Donald Trump didn't have enough to deal with. How would you like to face that in your first day of office, that you got all hell breaking loose, thank you very much, from the previous president, and he gets to mosey on down the road into the sunset? And meanwhile, all hell's breaking loose on your watch now. This is just absolute crazy, crazy stuff. So anyway, let me know your thoughts at B. Martinez Live. Chime in, okay? With us right now, we're going to switch gears, go to Matt Fitzgibbons. Matt is the founder, publisher of PatriotMusic.com and contributor to DailySurge.com. And we're talking about, you know, these tech gods. I'll tell you, they're just so brilliant, Matt, that they can actually do surgery, brain surgery on themselves now. Is that amazing?
That's a pretty accurate assessment. This is having the foxes watch the chicken coop, having organizations like Snopes and PolitiFact, factcheck.org, et cetera, check and determine what's fake news on Facebook. Kind of ridiculous, isn't it?
Exactly. Well, you know, years ago there was a book out, In Search of Excellence. And one of the things they pointed in one of the chapters was about sticking to your knitting. And Facebook, I think, is an overreach here in terms of trying to control the news. I think they underestimate millennials, that they think they're just a bunch of followers. They're monoliths that just, you know, are just going to go along. And that is not the case. And they proved that to be the case in this recent election. They didn't go along as all the pundits and all these brilliant techno god said that they were going to do. And I think Zuckerberg is really missing this in thinking that somehow they're going to control the news mind of millennials as a group. You know, people see it for what it is. They're not involved with Facebook for news. That's incidental. But a lot of the millennials that I speak with, Matt, they're not even looking to traditional media here in the United States. They're going overseas for their news. And there's been a growing number of millennials going that way because there's a lack of veracity with the news media here. And that's why all these fake news things are coming out. And I find it quite interesting that the ones that are pointing it out are the ones that are more complicit in the fake news business.
This is actually one of the reasons why I have four albums and why I've been doing this for 10 years, writing music to try to reach people objectively so that they can, you know, maybe be brought on board to this notion of individual liberty and tolerance when it comes to freedom that they don't expect to get from the news. I think recently many of the discussions and stories about being so surprised that news would be so partisan and that Facebook, you know, of course, it's a private organization, so it's their prerogative to determine what their user policies are. But I think throughout the, you know, a big historical view of our history, Americans only recently kind of deluded ourselves into believing that news would be neutral. This was never the case from the beginning of the Republic. So this is kind of a return to normalcy in many respects in my eyes.
Well, the curtain's being pulled back here. We're seeing it for what it is because, you know, shows like ours are in pursuit of the truth. And fortunately for us, we're an independent entity, so we're not beholden to anybody. And we can pursue the truth no matter where it leads. I don't have any corporate overhead or, you know, group telling me, oh, you can't go there because we have to protect this interest or that interest. That's not, you know, we just can't report on that. So this is one of the honored privileges that we have with this independent radio show is that we can pursue the truth. And, you know, look at the consequences of what's happening with the mainstream media. You know, Matt, when I think you and I, we were growing up, you know, the major media entities, ABC, NBC, CBS, you know, captured 85% of the viewing audience. Today it's less than 50%. And yes, you can say arguably, well, that's because of the influx of cable TV and all this other stuff. But it's also a result of they don't pass the so what test anymore. You know, people are watching them and saying, hey, you're not relevant. You're not helping.
No, you're right. I mean, people don't trust them and they have no reason to trust them. The simple fact, you know, what Facebook is doing and what these other organizations are doing is indicative of the fact that the left is so far in denial. They just cannot comprehend and fathom how it is that the American people voted for Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. So their instinct as collectivists is to control what information we little pawns get so that some disaster like this won't happen again. And they don't understand that this is in direct response to them having done this throughout the Obama administration.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing is, we're also in a new era, this information age in which we're inundated by so many bits of information, you know, via Facebook, via other channels that people are getting their messages on. Some of it is fast and loose. It's not backed up with facts. It's more opinion. And, you know, and I've often said that in the absence, and I believe this to be the case, Matt, that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And so when you get people in an echo chamber that just want to stay in the theoretical, like, you know, this president that some have referred to as the faculty lounge president, because you talk about a world of theory. Boy, you want to have reality TV, just drop a microphone and a camera in a faculty lounge and listen to some of the insane stuff that's bantered back and forth like it is fact. And it's all in the theoretical. And if anything, if anybody questioned it with any kind of historical acumen, they would say, oh, you know, they've already tried that before. And it's been miserable. It killed millions of people. You don't want to go there. But no, they just keep on going, just thinking that somehow, in their arrogance, that they know a better way.
Newspapers, television, radio in the past, you know, when the major news networks and everything controlled the vast majority of the messaging, there would be an individual or a family sitting and listening to it. When a college student is listening to some liberal rant from a professor, there isn't much recourse. I think what they're failing to factor in these social media networks is that by declaring legitimate information fake news, which is inevitable, this is going to occur, lots of individuals are going to be touched, but they but they uniquely now have an opportunity to respond to that, which they didn't in the previous media.
Mm-hmm. Well, the opportunity that we have with this information age is that there will be a increasing number of people that take these channels of communication and these portals that are connected to real people and real problems, that they have a heightened responsibility for what they're reporting. And what is their result? What are they trying to do, you know, with the news that they put out there? Are they just putting out something just to, you know, create some sensation, some hyperbole, you know, to so that somebody will look at them, you know, and that'll be seen for what it is, because I think that ultimately people make that decision that they want something of substance, something of value. And this is why the mainstream media has been kind of put on timeout to a varying degree. If you look at the newspapers around the country, they're not the number of pages that they used to be. They're not as consequential as they used to be. And I think that some in some of the executive boardrooms are starting to see this, but there has to be a dramatic shift into making sure that, hey, I'm all for editorial. I think that's great. I love editorial. I think it's genius in many levels. But it needs to be designated so. But when editorial starts crossing over and becomes embedded in front page news, then I have a problem with it.
And we're also seeing Americans respond as well. You know, the recent Breitbart attacks, for example, Kellogg's has suffered, rightly so, because of, you know, their actions. It's too complicated to get into. I'm sure you've covered it. But even the NFL, for example, has suffered as a result of tolerating Kaepernick and others not standing for the national anthem. So my point is Americans have responded recently and had a tremendous effect. And I see the same thing occurring if Facebook does follow through with what they're saying they're going to do. Americans, individuals, people's mm-hmm. grandmothers are going to be touched by this.
Right.
They will respond.
Well, Facebook has a reason to be, and when they stay within that mission, they will be successful. When they go outside, then they get into problems. That is the story of industry time and time again, and what happens if you don't stick to your knitting. This is Bill Martinez. We're live 18 minutes out of the hour. A conversation with Matt Fitzgibbons continues. Stay with us, America.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases, a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584. My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Tonight I'm gonna fix my life. I'm the only hope that satisfies my heart. You are the one I'm running.
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back at you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, conversation continues with Matt Fitzgibbons, founder, publisher of PatriotMusic.com and contributor to TheDailySurge.com. You know, Matt, as we were talking about the responsibility of we the people, I mean, this is a government of, for, and by we the people. We have a responsibility. The problem that has happened and the reason we got into this mess is we checked out. We the people decided, hey, we're going to have our representatives do our bidding for us, and here we are. I mean, we're like way off track. Look at what happened with our, with our indebtedness, $20 trillion in debt. We're putting out more money and less people being satisfied, with what's going on. You know, somehow this government has been instituted and been manipulated in such a way that it has opened the doors for entitlement and for many people in this country to think, you know, somehow there's this nebulous, Wizard of Oz that is all beneficent and just looking, you know, to find ways to provide a rent check and food for us when, you know, that's not what it's about. It's never been that way. And what I'm concerned about, Matt, is that it's time for people to get back to work again. We got a president that's going to light up the engines of industry one more time. And there's going to be a lot of people that are just sitting back and just, you know, not going to participate. Because they've been out of the workforce, they've kind of been away from it, and they don't know how to get activated. But the good news is there are some people that are just eager to get activated. Their ideas and productivity have been repressed for so long that they're just dying for an opportunity. And I think that's going to carry the day. But sadly, there's still going to be a lot of people sitting on the bench that don't need to be on the bench. They need to be out in the playing field, don't they?
I think that they will eventually because opportunities will continue to grow. You know, this republic is the longest standing freest nation in the history of mankind. And it's that way for a reason. You know, the Enlightenment, for example, all these geniuses coalesced at one unique time in history. And as you said, Patrick Henry phrased it by saying, eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. Mm-hmm. Americans are starting to wake up. We saw this with the election. I think we're going to continue to see it as these policies continue to, and I say continue, it's funny, he hasn't even been inaugurated, but continue to improve the economy. You know, we've seen so many positive things occur already just with the promise of a change in leadership of someone who embraces capitalism and individual liberty. His appointments are instilling confidence in the business world. Manufacturers, I work with many of them, and, you know, they're very happy. They're hoping that these regulations will go away. So even before the man is inaugurated, we're seeing positive effects.
Well, Matt, I maintain if this is going to be sustained, not only vigilance, but also we have to be in pursuit of the truth. There's so much that has been hidden, you know, just in this administration alone, whether it's Obamacare. I mean, again, last week there was a press conference from Joe Arpaio about the president's fraudulent birth certificate. You know, there's just so much out there, and people think, well, why are you worried about that? Why does it? Because that's like, you know, you would be concerned about downloading faulty software into your computer if it had a virus in there, because every time it hit that virus, your computer is going to spin out of control. And worse yet, what happens with a virus, it leaves room for more viruses to come in. Viruses invite viruses. That's just like lying. Lying invites lying and more lying. And, you know, here we are. I say, you know, we just came off of another anniversary of JFK's assassination. You know, here we are, what, 53, 63 years later. We still don't know who killed the president. I mean, and some people go, well, yeah, I mean, that's not really, you know, I don't think it's settled. I'm sorry. I don't think it's settled. And the fact that we have a president that came into office with more pseudonyms than we can shake a stick at, has a Social Security card that he couldn't even get a job in a lot of places because you can't vet him. You know, he can't be e-verified. You know, this is, it's all very suspicious. The fact that it wasn't Hillary Clinton and it wasn't Donald Trump that put his birth certificate on a White House government website. It was him. He did it. And so, but all this stuff has kind of been hidden, and all these lies just open the door to more lies. So if we're going to get, you know, really serious about the operation of this country, we have got to pull back the curtain on all this deception and let it be seen for what it is, and then we can do something about this. But it's going to require vigilance, and it's also going to require some pain because, you know, we've been satisfied with lies. We've accepted it, and there's always that differential. I call it the pain to happiness ratio that must be faced, and that is the difference between where you are and where you need to be. And we got to get through that curve if we're truly going to be happy, and if the qualities and the future of this republic is going to be sustained, we have got to get all the lies out of here and deal with the truth.
And returning to original definitions, for example, of what unemployed means.
Yes.
I mean, this is what the left does. The first thing they did when they came in was change the definitions in order to massage the numbers.
Yeah, I mean, like somebody, somebody stopped working. They stopped looking for work. They didn't stop looking for these. That's like saying, okay, they stopped eating. We have the greatest hunger strike happening in America right now, if you listen to the Democrats, because people aren't eating right now because they're not working. Well, that's impossible. They're working. They're working under the table. And I'm telling you, there are millions of laborers and millions of dollars that is going untaxed. These people do not have skin in the game. And I understand in part why. The government has let them down, and they're trying to survive and put food on the table to their families. I understand that. But we need to deal with that and get beyond it to where, look, if you're a citizen, you're part of the solution, not part of the problem. And that's what needs to happen, is that we need to reignite the citizen heart in this country that strives and focuses on solutions and not problems.
I think that's exactly what's going to occur. People are going to be very busy for a while as they make money and pay off their debts and just kind of return to a positive feeling of pride of you know, being an American citizen, et cetera, but eventually what will occur is they'll start to realize the difference between what is and what was under 8 years of Obama.
Right. Yeah, because if you're used to living in a gray area, and I can tell you, Matt, for myself, I had to deal with this personally, you know, where I thought it was okay, you know, this, and you can make up all the excuses you want to make. But when I had to deal with the stark reality of, whoa, you know, I had really gotten myself into a lot of gray areas of living, man, I'll tell you, I thought, I'm done. I am done. And I had to ask God, I just said, God, you know, wow, give me a chance to make this up, you know, if I can. I mean, you just sometimes you internalize it in such a powerful way. And I'm not saying I'm perfected by no means. I'm just saying I got awareness of it, and I understand what people are going to have to deal with when they come to that crossroads themselves to deal with this, to say, okay, look it, I've got to do things differently. I got to be honest with myself. I got to be honest about myself. I just have to be honest. And, you know, and I think that when that happens, America, you know, in terms of really being great again and realizing the full potential of what Donald Trump has laid out before us, you know, I think we can have a lot of fun and we can do a lot of good if that is to happen. But if that's going to happen, it's going to be because we, the people, by the grace of God, have decided to do so and to break away from this current culture of deception, you know, like fake book and all this other stuff that's going on. Hey, let's be real here, you know?
And that's kind of the key, I think, what Americans need to remember as this continues to improve. This isn't the embracing of some new philosophy, for example. This is a return to our Republican small r values, to traditional American values, the values that made us the place where everyone wanted to go, where everyone wants to be. And,
yes, that light on a shining hill that Ronald Reagan talked about, and that light is really what it comes down to. And Matt, some people, you know, are hesitant to admit it, but come on, let's call it for what it is. It, you know, it's the light of God in us. I mean, we're just coming off the Christmas season. Emmanuel, God is with us. The light has come into the world, a dark world, and we have been a dark world. I mean, look what's happening all around us, not only in our country, but we look at what's happening in the Middle East, how nations have been turned upside down, and how many people have been murdered. You know, I mean, it is a disaster how many people have been murdered, not in the name of, you know, what you would call religion, although some people want to say that, you know, Muslim, you know, the radical Muslim is a religious force, you know, but this is really, it's a political force. They want to take over and they want to rule the world, and don't get in their way, and they're clearing everything they can. And sadly, the leadership to counter it is not there to counter these movements.
Well, the leadership, unfortunately, was a collectivist type of leadership, which is based on, it's the same philosophy essentially as radical Islam, as communism, as national socialism, as fascism. All of these forms of collectivism eventually kill themselves.
Right.
You know, including true democracy. So we're just simply returning to the values that made this republic great, a place to be.
Well,
I think time will show that it works.
And the good news is, Matt, it's not like we haven't been there before, right? I mean, we've been there. So it's not
That's
something
true.
That it's theoretical that if, you know, if the planets line up perfectly and that sort of thing. Look, we've had a taste of the good stuff, and I think we want to return to it. That's why Donald Trump says, make America great again. That's why revival, you have to have been vived, you know, you have to have been alive to be revived, right? And so that is also, and I think, more important than anything else, because that's where the real changing of hearts and minds and souls of people can happen, is at the point of revival. Matt Fitzgibbons on Bill Martinez Live. Matt, thank you so much. Happy New Year, buddy.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Is there a